SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. U.S. and Ukrainian officials say there's no deal just yet, but add progress has been made toward ending the Russia-Ukraine war. They discussed an American proposal, although many of the European allies say it's too favorable to Russia. Secretary of State Marco Rubio described the talks as productive, and at the G20 summit in Johannesburg, British Prime Minister Keir Starmer says this war is affecting the entire world.
Russia's ongoing unjustified war in Ukraine. The shockwaves of that invasion are still reverberating through global markets today. It has hit growth, driven up food and energy prices, and deepened persistent imbalances and instability across the world.
Senator Tom Cotton disturbed that some Americans still act like they don't love our country.
We still have in America people like Bernie Sanders and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and a distressing number of Democrats in growing numbers in the House and the Senate who are part of the Blame America First coalition and always seek to put the world's ills on America's shoulders.
The Arkansas Republican says he's encouraged that some Trump critics are reluctantly applauding his successes around the world.
There are some voices in America on the left. Some of those are I would say, former left-of-center types, oftentimes in business or the tech world. But if you just look what our friends and allies around the world say, you can see how critical they know that leadership under President Trump has been.
French government taking action against Elon Musk, AI chatbot Grok, after it generated post questioning the use of gas chambers at Auschwitz. Officials say Grok, built by Musk's company XAI and integrated in Platform X, used language associated with the denial. This is SRN News. American girls turning their backs on marriage.
It's a cultural cliche that dates back to antiquity. Females are anxious to tie the knot, males less so. But a new poll from the Pew Research Center finds only 61% of girls in the 12th grade say they want to be married someday, down sharply from the 83% who said so 30 years ago. But even more surprising is that more 12th grade boys want to get married these days, 74%, than do girls. A statistical flip-flop that may have no historical precedent. Michael Harrington reporting.
After decades of controversy over homosexuality in the worldwide Anglican Communion, some conservatives say it's time to make a final break from what has long been one of the world's largest Protestant church families. Some of the Communion's largest and fastest-growing churches in Africa belong to the Global Anglican Future Conference, which is now calling an official split. This is SRN News. A Florida law enforcement officer has died in the line of duty.
A Florida sheriff's deputy has been killed while serving an eviction notice on the state's Atlantic coast. Another deputy and a law enforcement locksmith were also shot. That's according to the Indian River County Sheriff Eric Flowers. The locksmith and the accused shooter are both in critical condition. The deputy who died, Terry Mashkow, was a 25-year veteran of the sheriff's office. Officers were at a home near Vero Beach when the suspect began firing. The other deputy was shot in the shoulder and is recovering. Vero Beach is 80 miles north of West Palm Beach.
John F. Kennedy's granddaughter disclosing she has terminal cancer may not have much longer to live. Tatiana Schlossberg is the daughter of Kennedy's daughter, Caroline Kennedy, and Edward Schlossberg. Schlossberg says she was diagnosed with acute myeloid leukemia in May of 24 after the birth of her second child. More details, SRNNews.com.